The Tax Man Cometh, Tax Considerations, Part-Time Futures Traders, by Pitt News Magazine's Research Department. In the vast world of financial trading, there exists a unique subset of individuals, part-time futures traders. Unlike their full-time counterparts, these traders juggle multiple responsibilities, be it a 9-to-5 job, a business, or even a completely unrelated hobby. But what unites them is a common quest for profitability in the fast-paced futures market. Understanding the nuances of tax implications is not merely a compliance requirement. It's an integral part of maximizing profitability. It's not enough to be adept at market analysis or trade execution. The savvy trader needs to navigate the labyrinth of tax laws that can significantly impact their bottom line. Which is why, in this article, I want to guide you through the essentials of opening an account, adopting effective trading strategies, and above all, mastering the vital tax considerations that come with being a part-time futures trader. Section 1. Who is a part-time futures trader? What constitutes part-time trading in futures? When we talk about part-time futures traders, we're referring to individuals who are not committed to trading as their primary source of income. Instead, they engage in market activities intermittently, perhaps in the evenings, on weekends, or during specific market events. While the frequency can vary, the commonality is that trading is not their full-time occupation. Typical profiles, from professionals to hobbyists. The landscape of part-time traders is as varied as it is fascinating. On one end of the spectrum, you'll find professionals looking to diversify their income streams. These could be engineers, doctors, or teachers who allocate a portion of their time and resources to trading. On the opposite end, you'll find hobbyists. For them, trading offers not just potential financial returns, but also intellectual stimulation and enjoyment. In between, myriad profiles exist, each with their own unique motivations and risk appetites. The allure of futures trading. So why futures? The futures market offers advantages that are particularly appealing to part-time traders. For starters, the ability to leverage positions means that even small market movements can result in significant gains or losses, so caution is advised. Moreover, futures markets are incredibly diverse, offering contracts on everything from agricultural commodities to currencies and interest rates. Last but not least, the tax benefits, such as the favorable 60-40 rule, make futures a compelling avenue for trading, but more on that later. Section 2. Preparing to trade. Subsection 2.1. The right brokerage account. Before you dive headfirst into the futures market, you're faced with a crucial decision: choosing the right brokerage account. This choice isn't one to make lightly, as the right brokerage can make or break your trading experience. Obviously, we suggest a hands-on boutique brokerage firm over the large impersonal behemoths, especially for part-time and new traders who need that personal touch that comes with boutique firms. Factors to consider: fees and commissions. Don't step over dollars to pick up dimes. While evaluating fee structures, also consider the value you're getting in return, such as educational resources, cutting-edge trading platforms, and personal attention by experienced traders. Paying a few pennies more in commissions can provide a wide variety of personalized services, and why we recommend smaller boutique firms. Remember, from a tax standpoint, all these expenses can be tax-deductible given the proper tax strategy. Working with a professional tax advisor to set yourself up to take advantage of these tax advantages from the very beginning is advisable. Section 3. Key tax considerations. Financial gains are the primary goal of trading, but understanding the tax implications of those gains can greatly impact your net profitability. It's especially important for part-time traders to know how to navigate these murky waters effectively. Subsection 3.1. IRS Section 1256 and the 60-40 rule. When it comes to futures trading, IRS Section 1256 is your new best friend. This tax code section specifically applies to futures contracts and provides a unique tax advantage that stock traders might envy. What is IRS Section 1256? IRS Section 1256 stipulates that any gains or losses from futures contracts are to be treated as 60% long-term and 40% short-term capital gains, regardless of the actual duration of the trade. This is a significant departure from the default treatment of other types of financial instruments, where the tax rate depends entirely on the holding period, the 60-40 tax rule, and its benefits. So, what does the 60-40 tax rule actually mean for you as a trader? In essence, 60% of your gains from futures trading will be taxed at the more favorable long-term capital gains rate, while only 40% will be taxed at the short-term rate, which is usually higher. This unique tax treatment can result in substantial savings, especially when compared to other forms of trading where short-term gains are taxed at ordinary income rates. For a part-time futures trader, this tax advantage can mean more money in your pocket at the end of the day. Subsection 3.2, Mark-to-Market Accounting. Brief overview of what MTM is and its implications. How mark-to-market impacts part-time traders. When talking about taxes and trading, the concept of mark-to-market MTM accounting frequently comes up. But what exactly is mark-to-market? And how does it impact part-time futures traders? What is mark-to-market accounting? Mark-to-market is an accounting method where you mark or adjust the value of your securities to their market value at the end of the tax year. In other words, unrealized gains and losses are treated as though they were realized, and you'll be taxed accordingly. Implications for part-time traders. Mark-to-market accounting is particularly significant for futures traders because futures contracts are subject to this accounting method under IRS rules. Here's how it affects you. 1. Tax efficiency. The MTM method can be tax efficient if you've incurred net losses, as you can deduct these losses against other forms of income. 2. Simplicity. MTM accounting eliminates the need to report every single transaction on IRS Schedule D, which can be a cumbersome process. Instead, you summarize your gains and losses on Form 6781. 3. Potential pitfalls. However, it's essential to be cautious. If the market turns in your favor after the end of the tax year, you'll still be liable for tax on gains that were marked, but not actually realized. 4. An expert's tip. While MTM accounting is mandatory for futures contracts, other financial instruments like stocks are not subject to this method. Therefore, understanding MTM can offer part-time traders a nuanced strategy for maximizing after-tax returns. Subsection 3.4. Estimated taxes. As the old saying goes, nothing is certain except death and taxes. And this applies to futures traders as well. When you're engaging in trading alongside other income-generating activities, understanding the nuances of estimated taxes becomes paramount. Who should consider paying estimated taxes? Generally, if you expect to owe more than $1,000 in taxes for the year after subtracting withholding and refundable credits, the IRS requires you to make estimated tax payments. This is particularly important for part-time traders who might have multiple income streams, such as a day job, rental income, or profits from a side business. Why pay estimated taxes? 1. Avoid penalties. Failure to make estimated tax payments can result in penalties from the IRS, which can accumulate and create an unnecessary financial burden. 2. Cash flow management. Paying your tax liability in smaller, manageable chunks can be easier on your finances than a lump sum payment at tax time. 3. Strategic planning. Knowing your estimated tax liability can also aid in your overall financial planning, helping you allocate funds for investment or other purposes wisely. 4. Expert insights. As seasoned traders, we can't stress enough the importance of setting aside a portion of your trading gains for tax purposes. Tools and services from your chosen brokerage firm can also offer guidance on effective tax planning. Section 4. Navigating complex scenarios. Trading often involves more than simply buying low and selling high, especially when it comes to futures. Various strategies and situations can add layers of complexity to your tax obligations. In this section, we delve into some of these nuanced scenarios. Wash sales. A wash sale occurs when you sell a security at a loss and then repurchase the same or a substantially identical security within 30 days before or after the sale. While wash sales are more commonly associated with stocks, futures traders should be aware that similar rules could be applied to futures contracts under certain conditions. Example scenario: imagine you are a futures trader who speculates on the price of crude oil. On January 1st, you purchase a March crude oil futures contract, hoping the price will go up. However, over the next few weeks, the price of crude oil drops, and you decide to sell this contract on January 20th at a loss. Here's where the wash sale rule could come into play, repurchasing a substantially identical contract. If within 30 days, before or after selling the March crude oil futures contract at a loss, from January 20th, you purchase another futures contract for crude oil that expires in the same month, another March contract, or a month very close to it, like an April contract, and the characteristics of this new contract are substantially identical to the one you sold, this could be considered a wash sale by the IRS. Consequence of a wash sale: the loss you realized from selling the initial contract cannot be deducted for tax purposes immediately. Instead, the disallowed loss is added to the cost basis of the newly purchased contract. This adjustment postpones the loss deduction until the new position is finally disposed of in a transaction not subject to the wash sale rules. It's important to note that the application of wash sale rules to futures contracts can be complex because futures contracts for different months might not be considered substantially identical under certain conditions, depending on the specifics of the market and the contracts themselves. Moreover, traders using certain types of accounts or trading certain types of futures contracts might have different rules apply to them, e.g., mark-to-market traders. Given these nuances and the fact that the IRS's interpretation of substantially identical can be quite broad and situation-dependent, it's essential for futures traders to consult with a tax professional to understand how the wash sale rules might apply to their specific trading activities. Hedging strategies. Hedging involves taking an offsetting position in a related security to minimize risk. While hedging can be a wise strategy for protecting gains or minimizing losses, it comes with its own set of tax implications. Understanding how to report these transactions is essential for maintaining compliance and optimizing your after-tax returns. State taxes. While much focus is on federal tax obligations, don't overlook state taxes, especially if you're trading in states with different tax rules. Income derived from trading is generally subject to state income tax, and the rules can vary significantly from one state to another. A final thought: tax considerations in trading can be intricate but manageable. I encourage part-time traders to not only master trading strategies, but also understand the tax scenarios they might face. Knowledge is, after all, power. Section 5. Consult professionals. While this article aims to provide valuable insights into the tax implications and strategies for part-time futures traders, it's essential to remember that tax laws are complex and subject to change. Navigating these waters alone can be risky, hence the importance of consulting professionals cannot be overstated. Take action. Your journey to mastering both the market and your tax obligations starts now. Take action, seek expert guidance, and continue to educate yourself. Your financial future is in your hands. Shape it wisely.